spending years at a Christian mission in Bangladesh. She prayed all the time with all her heart for the children, that they be freed from disease and starvation and death. When she was weary of Abraham-like bargaining and no longer knew what to pray for, she said Hail Marys over and over and over again. But the children died nevertheless. Once a devoted Catholic, she's no longer sure if she believes in God. Jesus insists that we pray persistently to be that nag who pounds on the door, not giving up. But given that we often don't get what we pray for, why do it? I don't get it, really. I don't get what praying does, but I do it. I pray because it seems to be the best way, sometimes the only way, to care for others. I don't know how it works, but somehow, sometimes it does in some way. To not pray because I can't explain it seems small-minded and arrogant. Jesus prayed, an act of surrender to the Father. Prayer deepens our dependence on God, going to God with open hands. Sometimes the best we can do is lob a Hail Mary, throwing ourselves into God's care, hoping against hope, trusting even imperfectly that we are known and loved by God. Spiritual writer Henry Nouwen says, to pray for a friend who is ill, for people in prisons, in hospitals, on battlefields, for those who are victims of injustice, who are hungry, poor, without shelter, for leaders of church and state, to pray for all these people is not a futile effort to influence God's will, but a hospitable gesture by which we invite our neighbors into the center of our hearts. A hospitable gesture by which we invite our neighbors into the center of our hearts. Prayer, especially on behalf of others, Nouwen says, is the very beat of a compassionate heart. The beat of a compassionate heart, not a bad definition of prayer.